Kingdom Exhortations. September 2024. Read by Stephen Keysweater.
Good morning. Of the many topics the Bible deals with regarding life and God, perhaps the hardest to grasp is the matter of suffering. Even more difficult to comprehend, the Bible tells us to actually see our suffering as a benefit to us. Quote, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." James 1, verses 2 through 4. Jesus himself told us that we would endure hardship and difficulty throughout this life on earth, and we can all affirm the unequivocal truth of his words. Quote, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." John 16, verse 33. Humanity's ever-present struggle with various forms of suffering, hardships, trials, and pain is often very difficult to make sense of when considering a sovereign, all-powerful, benevolent, and loving God. Quote, "The Lord your God in your midst, the mighty one, will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing." Zephaniah 3, verse 17. Why would an all-powerful, loving God, who has the power to eliminate all suffering and the terrible sadness and discomfort that accompanies it, allow it to perpetuate and continue seemingly unabated throughout all human history? It's important for us to understand that the pain and hardship that we all go through is the result of sin in the world and sin in our own lives. Much of our personal suffering comes from sinful choices we have made in defiance to Jesus and the Scriptures. Quote, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Romans 6, verse 23. The most encouraging, and dare we say exciting, aspect of suffering is that our Heavenly Father is using it for our growth and maturity in Jesus. Quote, "Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us." Romans 5, verses 3 through 5. Regrettably, as Christians, we have a strong tendency to live our lives almost entirely for our own pleasure and happiness, when it's our responsibility to live increasingly for Christ. It is our growing to be more like Jesus that our Heavenly Father is concerned with. Quote, "I'm not sure God wants us to be happy. I think he wants us to love and be loved, but we are like children, thinking our toys will make us happy, and the whole world is our nursery. Something must drive us out of that nursery and into the lives of others. And that something is suffering." C.S. Lewis. It is also important that we understand that for genuine Christians, all suffering and pain is relegated to this life only and will not be comparable to the incredible wonder and joy and peace that we will experience in heaven. Quote, "I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us." Romans 8, verse 18. Once we die, or Jesus returns, we will be citizens of heaven and will never experience suffering again for all eternity. Quote, "But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body." Philippians 3, verses 20 and 21. As Christians, it's essential that we understand that some aspects of suffering have been assigned to us in this life by our Heavenly Father. Quote, "And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. 1 Peter 5, verses 10 and 11. As fallen, sinful human beings, we have indeed earned most of the suffering we undergo. Jesus, however, the God-man, was perfect and sinless in every way, deserving of no suffering or pain. And yet even he was assigned suffering by our Heavenly Father, a greater suffering than we will ever be capable of understanding. Quote, in bringing many sons to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the author of their salvation perfect through suffering. Hebrews 2, verse 10. The single most vital aspect of suffering that we must all come to truly understand is that it was suffering, terrible and intense suffering, that saved us from an eternity of suffering in hell. Quote, surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah 53, verses 4 through 6. We do not understand the weight and gravity of our sin, and, therefore, do not truly comprehend the immense price that was paid for us by Jesus, that we might be delivered from our sin and its eternal consequences. Quote, once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior, but now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation. If you continue in your faith, established and firm, and do not move from the hope held out in the gospel. This is the gospel that you heard and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant. Colossians 1, verses 21 through 23. Let us go now and begin to seek a more biblical perspective regarding the suffering and difficulties in our life, physical, mental, financial, or relational. Remember, our sinful behavior actually has consequences, so we deserve much of the suffering we go through, and would all suffer far more if not for the mercy of our Heavenly Father. Quote, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. The one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Galatians 6, verses 7 and 8. Always consider and think about Jesus, who was perfect and sinless, and yet suffered horribly and unjustly to save us from our sin and an eternity in hell. Quote, I am the living one. I was dead, and now look, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades. Revelation 1, verse 18. Quote, for it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for him. Philippians 1, verse 29. Keep in mind that every trial or hardship we deal with is either allowed or caused by our Heavenly Father, and he is using these trying situations for our benefit, that we might become more like Jesus. Quote, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. Romans 8, verses 28 and 29. Finally, continue to press on in whatever suffering or difficulty you are going through, knowing that when we leave this life and go to heaven, we will never suffer again. Quote, for our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 17 and 18. May God bless you all.
Kingdom Exhortations are written by John Morton, Dave Anderson, and Tom Anderson. For more information about our ministry, please visit www.kingdomd.org. Make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if anyone does not have them, he is nearsighted and blind, and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from past sins. 2 Peter 1, verses 5 through 9.